But we keep talking to average Americans that are angry, frustrated, fed up with their government. And today we actually have some new polls to show just how much that discontent has grown. According to a new CBS New York Times poll, 82% of Americans now disapprove of the way that Congress is handling its job. That is the largest number on record since the Times began taking the poll in 1977. Now, when asked if members of Congress deserve re-election next year, given what Americans have seen, 75% said no. So every poll that you obviously have to take with a grain of salt. But when three-quarters of the population doesn't want to re-elect the representatives, you'd think that would make politicians want to run out, beg for their forgiveness. But they're not doing that. So should these threats be taken seriously, or despite their discontent? Will Americans always just return to the polls and vote those representatives right back in? Joining me is Reason TV reporter Michelle Fields. Michelle, thanks so much for being here tonight.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Before we get into these polls, what it says about Americans' discontent with their government right now, I have to bring up your interview that you did with Matt Damon for Reason TV, because this has become a YouTube sensation. The media has been talking about it. It's really reignited the debate over teachers. Well, let's remind the audience what it looks like.
There's an incentive to work hard and be a better actor because you want to have a job. So why isn't it like that for teachers?
It's not an incentive. That's the thing. So you take this MBA-style thinking, right? It's the problem with ed policy right now. It's this intrinsically paternalistic view of problems that are much more complex than that. I mean, why else would you take a shitty salary and really long hours unless you really love to do it?
Did you know that was going to be a smashing success and that Lawrence O'Donnell would then go on an entire tirade after that video?
No, I didn't. But I think it's amazing that we've been able to generate this discourse and debate again, and people are talking about school choice, and people are realizing, hey, there is a problem with tenure and that teachers should be rewarded for the value that they create and for taking on challenging assignments instead of just based on seniority. So it has a debate going, so it's exciting.
But also, this has a celebrity in it, too. I mean, do you think that says a lot about this culture? Because, I mean, this debate has existed for a long time. It's been discussed in the media. But do you think that it's really unfortunate that it takes somebody like Matt Damon to get people to start paying attention again, wanting to talk about it again?
Well, no. I mean, I think it's great that Matt Damon is passionate about this issue, because this is an issue that now is reaching a broader audience. So, if anything, I think it's wonderful that he's talking about this.
Well, one thing that we have another clip of Matt Damon where apparently he didn't show his best side.
10% of teachers are bad.
Where'd you get that number?
I don't know. 10% of people in any profession maybe should think of something else.
Well, okay, but I mean, maybe you're a shitty cameraman. I don't know.
Oh, sorry, we just had to play it because it was kind of funny. At the end, did you and Matt Damon make up? Did the cameraman and Matt Damon make up?
Yeah, we talked about it. But the thing that Matt Damon doesn't understand is if our cameraman was underperforming, he would be fired. Whereas with teachers with tenure, it's so difficult to fire them. It's time-consuming, it's expensive, and what happens is these teachers just end up being transferred to another school, what's called the dance of the lemon, or they refer to it as the just moving the trash, passing over the trash. So, I mean, this is so unfortunate. We are protecting bad teachers at the expense of our children.
And, you know, unfortunately, I think that probably a lot of good teachers get stuck in the middle of that, because right now we're seeing layoffs of teachers across the board in many states, and there are a lot of people that probably do not deserve to be losing those jobs right now. Let's move on to that's a big number. 75% don't want to reelect their representatives. What does that tell you?
Well, I'm not surprised. If anything, I'm surprised that it took this long for there to be such a big disapproval rate. This always happens whenever there are fights between branches of government and when there's this bickering going on back and forth that's covering the media. And, I mean, it's not surprising. There was a poll that just came out, too, that said that they asked Americans what they thought of the debt ceiling debate, and they used words such as disgusting, stupid to describe this. People are upset, the economy's been bad, and people are without jobs, and they want something new, they want something different.
But do you think that it's a temporary feeling, a fleeting emotion? You know, you mentioned that, of course, this always happens when there's bickering, when you see it on the media. This isn't some other type of emotional swell that we're seeing where people want real change and long-lasting change?
No, I do think that this is something that's indicative of something larger. I mean, people are upset, they're unhappy, they see that Republicans, they're the ones who got us into the recession, and others believe that, you know, well, Democrats are the ones who are just making this work. So they're looking for something different.
Now, what do you think of the fact, too, like I mentioned there, 75% of these people said that they don't think their elected representatives deserve to be reelected. But will they actually act on that when it comes to voting, when it comes to next November? Should they find new candidates? Are there enough new candidates, or should they sit at home?
Well, we had a poll done at Reason that showed that 80% of Americans say that they'd be open to voting for a candidate from a third party. So, I mean, I don't know really if there is a candidate out there that's viable, that's a third party candidate, but I would love to see there be more options rather than just the Republicans and the Democrats, because people are upset. They're unhappy with both of them.
Now, when you say third party candidate, are you talking about, because let's say Ron Paul, for example, who's running for president, he's not a third party candidate. At the end of the day, he still has to run under the Republican ticket. So as long as we still only have two parties, and of course there's the Green Party, there are a number of states that have other smaller parties, but is it going to be too hard for anybody to break in, for Americans to find someone that is different?
To be honest, I don't see Ron Paul or Gary Johnson going for the Libertarian ticket, and I don't see the Tea Party breaking away from the Republican Party. So it's unfortunate, but I mean, I wish we had more choices. We have choice all over. I mean, you go to the coffee shop, you have choice everywhere, but when it comes to our government, we only have two options, and two really terrible options.
But why is that? I mean, you could say that right part of the problem is the system, that of course it's expensive. How many people can actually afford to run for office these days? But do we have not enough people that actually want to be politicians? I mean, being a career politician doesn't sound like my dream job.
Yeah, no, I think we just don't have that many quality candidates. I mean, people aren't just really, they aren't excited about any candidates, and so it's unfortunate.
All right, Michelle, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, I appreciate it.